From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The big winter storm that is working its way through the middle of the country right now is leaving behind stranded travelers, closed businesses, icy roads, and lots of snow. It hit the Plain States and New Mexico, and it delivered more than 2 feet of snow to Denver.
That city was, for the most part, shut down for a second day today. Schools, businesses, and government offices were closed. And Denver International Airport was, too, leaving nearly 5,000 travelers stuck.
Everything's shut down until noon tomorrow. I've heard some people talking about their nearest flight is out of here by Saturday, even Christmas Eve.
That's Brandon Altman. He's catching up on his reading for school while he's stranded. We'll hear more from him in just a minute, but first, here's NPR's Jeff Brady.
The airport was expecting more than 1 million travelers this week, but that was before the holiday blizzard of 2006 arrived. Jenny Block is with the USO at Denver International. She says plenty of soldiers on leave were caught up in the mess.
We had 120-plus guests last night spend the night, and they just pulled up a chair and or off the floor and made themselves as comfortable as possible for the night.
Block says the USO is nearly out of food, a few chips and cookies left. That's not a huge deal, though, because the rest of the airport has plenty of food, and the bars have been pretty popular. United is the largest airline at the airport, and it canceled more than 2,000 flights yesterday and today. Megan McCarthy with United says Denver's problems caused a ripple effect.
Denver is our second largest hub, so we have flights coming to Denver from all over our domestic network. So all those airports are also impacted because people are trying to get to Denver.
In downtown Denver, it was eerily quiet, except for the occasional snowmobile. Most people remain upbeat, probably because there are no reported deaths related to the storm. There are plenty of traffic accidents, though, and the freeways remain littered with abandoned cars. All the malls are closed, and many of the grocery stores, but not this one.
How you doing today?
Good. Glad you're open.
Yeah, glad to be here.
The owners of Papa's Grocery, Sean and Stephanie Johnson, spent the night in their store.
Slept on a mattress, had our blankets, pillows, everything, spit bath this morning. We have everything, deodorant, hairspray. I smell pretty good.
A steady stream of customers filed into the store today, many with snow caked around their pant legs. At least a few city residents have wondered where the snowplows were. Speaking on KUSA-TV today, Mayor John Hickenlooper said there wasn't much he could do.
If we had double the amount of snowplows, for all that for the last 24, almost 48 hours while it's been snowing, they wouldn't do us any good because the snow keeps falling on top of you and blowing over. So you could have three times as many snowplows, make no difference.
Typically, the bus system keeps running during snowstorms. Sometimes it's the only way to get around safely. But this time, Scott Reed with the Regional Transportation District says, once a few dozen buses got stuck in the snow, they called it quits too. He says the light rail is still running, but without passengers.
The overhead wires have a tendency to freeze up if you don't have trains going through periodically, and that's the same with the switches at the major intersections there.
Reed says snowdrifts at light rail stations are 4 and 5 feet high. Add the zero-degree wind chill factor, and it's not a good place for people to wait for trains. Back out at the airport, a few large buses are able to get through the snow now, and they've been taking holiday travelers to downtown hotels. While Denver's downtown is a lovely place to visit, most of those heading there expected to be home by now. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.